2 weeks later, inside the small interior cabin they shared aboard the Highliner, Paul scowled at Bronzo. The pair had just completed a food service shift in one of the passenger lounges, and Bronzo combed his hair, wiped his hands on a towel.
"Neither of us has ever seen a navigator. This could be our only chance."
The red-headed boy sometimes tested the limits and put both of them at risk, to the consternation of their mentor Enzin.
"You're trying to get us thrown off the ship," Paul said.
Then, he thought, at least they could go home. How much longer did Bronzo want them to remain on the run? He knew many people must be terribly worried about them by now. Knowing he wouldn't convince his friend, he suggested, "We should find a way to send a message to Ix or Caladan, just to let our parents know we're all right." Bronzo stiffened.
"Parents? My mother is in a coma and being held by the Bene Gesserit, and I've never met my real father."
"You're being unfair to Romber. He tried. He should have been honest with me." "Still, there has to be a way for us to get back home. We're both noble heirs, future leaders of our great houses. We shouldn't have run away."
"I ran away. You just came along to keep me safe."
He tossed the used towel onto the floor next to his discarded work clothes.
"Are you going with me to see the navigator or not?"
Using his projected schematics of the Ixion-built Highliner, Bronzo had already plotted a way for the two of them to sneak onto the navigation deck.
"I want to find out for myself if they're mutated monsters or humans just like us. Why would the Guild keep them so secret?"
Paul frowned, but had to admit he was intrigued. One of the reasons his father had sent him from Caladan was to have new experiences.
"When I'm Duke, I'll have dealings with the Spacing Guild. I suppose the information might be useful. I know I can get us inside."
Bronzo searched among his belongings and withdrew two Ixion gadgets, bypass keys he could use on the Highliner's security systems.
"You worry too much."
He sealed his pack and stood.
"Ready?"
"I haven't agreed to go." Stalling, Paul stepped out of his soiled work coveralls, hung them in a small closet, and reached for a clean pair of trousers.
"If you're afraid, just wait here. When I get back, I'll tell you about the experience."
Without another word, Bronzo darted out into the corridor. Torn between keeping himself out of trouble and watching out for his friend, Paul struggled into his clothes. By the time he ran after Bronzo, the boy was nowhere in sight, but Paul knew where he must be headed. He ran up four flights of back deck stairs and crossed a connecting walkway to a secure lift. An override security code took him to the restricted navigation levels. Worried about his friend's impulsive decision, Paul moved cautiously toward where they suspected the navigator was located. Ahead, shouts came from the opposite side of a sealed hatch. Abruptly, the door burst open and two uniformed guildsmen stumbled out, each rubbing their eyes and cursing. A yellowish mist hung in the air. As the blinded men careened past without seeing him, Paul smelled the gas. But it wasn't the cinnamon odor of melange. A sulfurous burn irritated his nostrils, and he staggered back. Two more guild security men wrestled someone, Bronzo, out of the chamber.
"Let go of me!"
The boy kicked one man in the shin and wrenched free, but the other seized him. Ixion devices clattered out of his pockets onto the deck. More guards rushed toward them, and Paul, rubbing his stinging eyes, saw no way to avoid them. He refused to abandon Bronzo to his fate, but he didn't see how he could help. A sour-faced guild administrator arrived in a huff, inspecting the scene with distaste. Through the open door and the swirling yellowish gas, Paul caught a glimpse of a large, clear plaz chamber that enclosed thicker smoke of a rust-brown color, and a shadowy shape visible inside.
The navigator?
Abruptly, the doors sealed shut again, cutting off the foul defensive gas.
"Remove these boys to a secure area."
The administrator picked up Bronzo's scattered devices from the floor, looked them over.
They are obviously spies or saboteurs. Paul's captors held his arms behind his back, and he struggled, unable to break free. Remembering what the steward had said, he blurted, "We aren't spies. We work for the Weku. Inzin will verify it."
He and Bronzo stood behind the electronic containment barrier of a holding cell, waiting. The guild had already done full identification scans on them, and soon enough somebody would figure out who they really were. From the other side of the pale yellow barrier, Enzin's voice was the embodiment of a sigh.
"You can give someone advice, but you cannot force them to listen."
At the Weku's command, a guard dropped the security barrier so that the boys could step out. Enzin barely even looked disturbed.
"I knew it would only be a matter of time before I had to come here.
Fortunately, you two were so predictable that I had the forethought to make a contingency plan." The steward was accompanied by a tall, elderly man in a white suit with long tails and an eccentric, old-fashioned top hat. Every item of clothing, even his shoes, sparkled with tiny ice diamonds. He carried himself with an air of success and elegance.
"Reynvar the Magnificent has agreed to take you off my hands," Enzin said. "You'll disembark with his jongleur troop at the next planetary stop. I used all my influence just to prevent the guildsmen from tossing you both into space. It just so happens that my good friend Reynvar has offered to provide you with probationary positions to assist him. Besides, he owes me a favor."
"We're joining a jongleur troop?"
Bronzo sounded excited now. Paul had sensed that his companion was already growing bored with his menial duties aboard the guild ship. Reynvar the Magnificent doffed his stylish hat with a flourish. His blue eyes twinkled, and Bronzo noticed happy creases on his face, seemingly from a lifetime of practiced smiling for audiences.
"Welcome to the life of a jongleur."
"Thank you, Enzin," Paul said. "Thank you for everything."
Enzin was already walking away, accompanied by the two sour-looking guards.
"I enjoyed the experience as well. And now, I leave you in Reynvar's capable hands. Learn something from him."